Well, hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, and of course I'm joined by the magnificent Augie, the sidekick, the man in the back seat, the man with the numbers and the figures. And what a week it's been. Incredible, right? The way things have turned around. Like we said, the big Don and Elon, the juggernaut, shows no signs of slowing down. And it's been a mega, mega week. Let's have a look to start at how it all began for the narco Fuhrer, the little green goblin, the man in Kiev whose options are shrinking. I think he can put the condo in Florida on hold, that's for sure. Let's have a look and cast our minds back to how it was in the good old days for the man in the green tracksuit when he turned up in the USA and people would fall at his feet throwing money at him. I wonder where all that money went. Augie, run the video.
We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
Good old Nancy. Well, having a look at that, you know, you'd swear it was a different world. But it is a different world now. Things have changed. The merry-go-round has turned full tilt. And we're going to have a look now at how things are today. It seems like another world. The Lord of the Rings happy ending is long out of sight for the narco Fuhrer. Let's have a look at it, Augie. Run it.
Where the leader in Ukraine, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's down at 4% approval rating. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Oh, it's pretty grim, isn't it? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh my God, look at this. Yeah. He really knows how to rub it in, doesn't he? I'd say he actually knows how to rub it in. In true and typical form, the Western media immediately jumped on the big Don. You know, that, you know, the little green goblin, the narco Fuhrer, had a much higher, you know, popularity in Kiev. Is there anybody left in Ukraine? Yeah. But anyway, the people who are there, 57%. More people in Ukraine love good old Vova, you know, Zelensky than love the big Don. That was the big riposte. That was the big sort of counterattack against Trump this week, right, Augie? But it turns out, when you look at this 57%, a certain Irish journalist, your good servant, had a look at the Kiev Institute of Sociology and had a dig around over about a 24-hour period at who exactly owns it and runs it. And it turns out that the man who does is an idolizer of, guess who, Zelensky. And it also turns out that he gets cash and money from people like DW, Deutsche Welle, you know, the people who are publishing this number of 57%. How they actually got the number was also quite remarkable. If you live in a police state where people have been dragged off the street and someone rings you up on your mobile phone and says, we're from a state organization, don't forget it, Mr. Panetto, who owns the institute and runs it, is the president of it, also works for Kiev State University. So he's a state employee, also writes for state-funded journals, for NED, for, you know, USAID. It's a complete clusterfuck, right? If they ring you up in the middle of this crisis and ask you, do you like Mr. Zelensky? What are you going to say? No? Knock, knock, ding dong, here come the SBU. Let's have a look at it. Right, Augie?
Перед усім сьогодні вийшла довіра до мене 57% по Кмісу. Я чув 57+% різних соцопитувань.
I must really be astonished at you for these boys, you know. Bad, bad boy. And of course, it's been going from bad to worse for the little green goblin. the dictator. That's what they call him now. I've been calling him that for nearly 2 years. It's catching on. And something else went down the pipe for them, you know, this meeting that they were going to basically sell Ukraine. As we said last week, all the people dying for Ukraine, what's the point when they're selling it all to the Americans? But in reality, let's have a look at the map, maybe. We can throw it up there. But, Augie, there seems to be a bit of a problem with this map. Is Ukraine guilty of, you know, fraudulent trading? Are they trying to dupe the president? Because quite a big American news organization, renowned for business, I think it was Bloomberg, Augie, they say there ain't nothing in the jar to sell, right? And how did it all begin, Augie, I wonder? Looking back, you know, the Americans are now saying it's a big scam. You know, Zelensky's a dictator. But it wasn't, didn't happen by accident, right? I mean, this stuff has been going on since the end of the Second World War, funding people like Bandera, Shukevich, all these horrible Ukrainian nationalists. But more recently, back in 2014, an old friend of the programs, Mr. John McCain, he turned up in Kyiv for the Maidan, right, Augie?
Correct. He was enjoying it.
He was enjoying it. He was having a good old time, stirring up the pot, hoping to inflict a strategic defeat on those pesky Ruskies. Didn't work out too well for him. Run it, Augie. I wonder how many of those people who had their little mobile phone lights on are still alive today, thanks to Mr. McCain and Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt and the whole deep state mechanism, which basically overthrew a democratically elected, imperfect government of Viktor Yanukovych. But all the same, it was democratically elected. They overthrew it. They went to war with their own people. And as they say, Augie, the rest is history.
Che, don't you know the new memo? The new democracy is not having elections at all.
Who needs them? Who needs them? Ask Romania and Georgia. No need. Ukraine, the biggest democracy on earth, doesn't need elections at all. It's the new normal. So we're going to stay in Ukraine, and let's have a look at how the Ukrainian people have reacted to the news that the big Don, Elon, and J.D. Vance have woken up to the Ukraine scam, that they realize that Ukraine isn't a democracy, it's a dictatorship. They realize that the cash that's going in, at least 50% of it's been stolen. And don't forget, even today we had a story from Ukraine itself of, I think, over $47 million being stolen by a single defense official who's hiding out in France. So everyone's woken up to it. But the people in Ukraine who are still there, the devotees of the regime of the Fourth Reich, they seem to have got very angry with America. How dare you, as Greta would say, how dare you give us $300 billion? How dare you pay our pensions? How dare you give us weapons, equipment, money? And we saw what USAID flushed in. How dare you pay for 90% of our media? How dare you? Run the video, Augie.
Ну що, пацани?
Yeah. Oh, please. Who paid for the helmet? Who paid for the helmet? Who paid for the uniform? Who paid for the camera? Who paid for the lights? The US paid for it all. And now you're going to know just what it's like when Uncle Sam cuts off your allowance, my friend. Mm-mm-mm. Tough times ahead. You know, Augie, in Ireland we have an old saying, and I think it's very applicable at the moment in good old Ukraine. And it is, it goes like this, eaten bread is soon forgotten. And it seems in Ukraine, the once, you know, eager idealization of the American project in Ukraine. They could do no wrong, you know. Kind of like the Bill Clinton statue in, where is it? Kosovo somewhere? You have to ask yourself, how much can you trust these guys, America? You know, you did flush the cash in, you did look after them, you did do your best to prop up one of the most corrupt regimes in probably European history. And this is how you've been repaid. But let's not forget, at one stage, and the good times and the romance. Let's focus on the good times. Augie, back in 2023, I think, it was all going so swimmingly well. Russia was going to lose. The democratic regime was going to be able to sort of get a bit of payback for its gallant and noble assault on a democracy. Because there ain't no democracy in Ukraine, but the democracy in Russia. Let's have a look. Run it, Augie. Oh, here we go. Yeah. What? My God, delete it quickly. Are your man on the fiddle? I say, you see the guy on the fiddle at the end? There's another term we use here in Ireland, to be on the fiddle. Mm-hmm. Look it up. But from the brass band and the Stars and Stripes, the Yellow and Blue Brigade have now begun to, let's say, express their feelings for good old Uncle Sam in a different way. And what better way? For the Fourth Reich in Kiev, good old Stepan Bandera, Mr. Shukevich, the OUN, the UPA, the people who nailed babies to barn doors in Poland, Voyin, Baba Yar, the industrial massacre of Jews, Poles, Gypsies, and of course Russians. What better way to celebrate their disdain now for the people who fed them for the last 3 years, the United States, than to burn a few books, eh, Augie? It's a classic. Run it.
The fake president. Нам не потрібен твій мирний план. Ти зрадник та боягуз.
I think it's a great book.
Ти не переможе, а ти згориш, як твої смердючі книжки.
Yeah. Yeah. A bit of book burning, you know? Yeah. The art of the deal. Yeah. Don't know about that. Frosty over there at the moment in the trenches, boys. What better way to get a bit of heat? And of course, when the media is sort of portraying, Ukrainians as being angry with America because they're stopping them from continuing this war, the reality, Augie, of course, is that most Ukrainians are terrified of the regime. I mean, remember, this is a police state. Media is controlled directly by Zelensky's office. It's grossly corrupt. Violence in the judiciary, corruption. It's everywhere. You've got nowhere to hide if you fall foul of Zelensky's regime. Ordinary people aren't that happy with it, right, Augie? I don't think that's an unfair thing to say.
I think so too, Che. For some reason, most Ukrainians don't want to die for the narco-fuhrer.
Yeah. And, you know, a little bit of that is leaking through. You know, we've all seen the videos of women on the streets jumping in to save people who are getting abducted for NATO to be sent east to die. But something else interesting that Augie dug up from the dustbins of the interweb was a school play in Ukraine. And, you know, remember, the school system in Ukraine is very heavily infiltrated by ultra-nationalist ideology and propaganda. You know, this is the kindergarten for the SS. So they want these boys to grow up and head off to die in the east, killing Muscovites. But in reality, the narrative that this war is a giant show seems to be leeching through a bit, right, Augie?
Kids seem not to be happy with the draft officers dragging their parents into the bloodbath.
Indeed. Let's have a look. Run the video, Augie. So here we go. So here, the parents, it's a school play kind of gig. And suddenly, draft officer comes on. What kind of welcome does he get? Boom. Roy Hook. As they say, you know, he got the old knuckle sleeping pill, as we say in Ireland. You know, as we see a sort of counter-narrative leaching into the schools, we see also an increase in attacks on infrastructure by Ukrainians who are trying to stop the war. The reality of what's happened in Ukraine has begun to leach into the Western media. You know, it's not just about Big Don saying that Zelensky's a dictator, which he is. It's not just about Vance saying that Europe is an anti-democratic, anti-sovereignty, you know, basically oppressive authoritarian regime. It's about the truth leaching into the media. The media that we all know, thanks to USAID and National Endowment for Democracy and all the stuff we talked about here on the show in previous weeks, we all know is paid and bought by the CIA, by the establishment. Things are changing. And there's a difference coming into the narrative, right, Augie?
Absolutely correct. So here's an example. Here's a headline that goes, "Realized I'm nobody, just a number. Why Ukrainian soldiers are running away as war with Russia drags on."
Yeah, well, I've got one here in our little game of ping pong. We like a little bit of ping pong here, a little headline ping pong, me and Augie. Here's one for you. And this is from The Guardian, which used to be the guardians of liberal left-wing anti-war policy. Now a completely pro-war, hollowed-out bullshit
megaphone. But let's listen to what they've got to say. The Guardian. Everybody is tired. Oh, no, Sherlock. The mood has changed. The Ukrainian army's desertion crisis. Augie?
Here's France 24. AWOL. Why are Ukrainian soldiers leaving their units and how to get them back?
And finally, news just in. This is my favorite one. This is good. Here we go. The Week. Ukraine's disappearing army. Unwilling conscripts and disillusioned veterans are fleeing the front line. No. What would you do if a million Russians were coming at you with inexhaustible weapons, tanks, missiles? All the boys were meant to be fighting with shovels. You remember that one, Augie? That they were running out of missiles. They were running out of planes, running out of tanks, running out of men. They're not running out of anything. The only thing they're running out of is Ukrainians to kick out of as they march eastward.
Hey, Che, I think there is also one very famous and well-known draft dodger in Ukraine who has been dodging this even before the war started.
Oh, yes, indeed, my little friend. And just so happens, a certain Irish journalist getting himself into trouble again with the SBU, the Mir Tavoretz list. No wonder they want to kill me. I decided to have a little sniff around about Mr. Zelensky's background. You'd imagine a man that had dispatched over a million people to the netherworld, to the underworld, basically to their deaths, would have also served in the military. Right, Augie? You'd imagine that he would have been the first to the front in 2014, 2015, when the post-Maidan regime assaulted the people in Lugansk and Donbass. Right, Augie? You think he'd be straight up there for his medal? Apparently not. I had a look at it and I posted online on my X account. Check it out. About Mr. Zelensky having four summonses sent to him at various addresses. The Ukrainian military tried to track him down to do his military service 2014, 2015, and he was nowhere to be found. He dodged the draft.
And I think even Elon Musk noticed that tweet you posted.
What can I say? He's got good taste. He's a fan of the Moscow Mules. Well, Augie, another thing that we can't ignore this week is, of course, the Munich Security Conference. Basically a love-in for globalists and, you know, NATO backslappers. But something that caught our eye here at Moscow Mules was the chairman of the Munich conference. And remember, the big news at the Munich conference was J.D. Vance basically waltzing into the room and telling them they're all full of that, you know, you're fighting for democracy, but you're flooding a dictatorship with, billions in weapons. Half the money's been stolen. Meanwhile, in your own countries, Germany, France, the UK, you're arresting people for having an opinion. What was wrong with what Vance said? Absolutely nothing. But it seems to upset, let's say, quite significantly, some of the European partners, as Vlad up the road here would call them. Let's have a look at the chairman of the conference. Getting a little emotional. Some say it was because it was his last conference, you know. Remember, people like Schwab, they run these conferences for years. It's a big backhander. And some people say it's because poor old Mr. Vance upset him somewhat by telling the truth. On the video, Augie.
But focus on strengthening their consistent application. Let me conclude, and this becomes difficult.
He just f***ed off. He just f***ed off. What's the point? Well, Augie, you know, you got to ask yourself. These are the people in charge of European and global security, the Munich Security Conference, right? What's going to happen when these people face the Russians in this phantom war, which we keep getting told about? Russia is going to attack us in 5 years. How the f*** do they know what Russia's going to do in 5 days' time? They don't know. Why would Russia attack Europe? There's absolutely no evidence of it. Plus, there was never any evidence that the Soviets even had a plan to attack the West during the Cold War. It's all completely manufactured bullshit. And talking about manufactured bullshit, that brings us nicely, Augie, into what this is all about. It's all about the weapons. It's all about the backslappery. It's all about the cash. Right, Augie? So we're talking about the numbers. This is what it's all about, right? This is about fear, no big defense contracts, no threat of war. Russians are coming in 5 years' time. Who the knows that? It's complete drivel. Where's the evidence? Show us the evidence. No evidence of Russian interference in the elections in Romania or in Moldova or interfering anywhere, because they didn't interfere anywhere, right? But there is evidence, Augie, of huge arms deals being made on the back of all this hyper-terrorizing of the European population, correct?
Absolutely correct. And you know, they're making good money. Just this week, Rheinmetall, a German weapons manufacturing company, got a new tasty deal with the German government for 3 years and 260 million euros. And German taxpayers are going to pay for it.
But that's all coming, right, as Germans have to, you know, basically foot the bill for this stuff, right? I think Germany has given Ukraine probably 40 billion euros, according to the Chancellery in Germany. That's a vast amount of money. Meanwhile, energy bills are going up because they allowed somebody to blow up the Nord Stream, right? Just insane. It's basically self-harm sanctions. And of course, the sanctions, Augie, they stopped the Russians, right? The Russians stopped in their tracks. They turned around and went back to Moscow, right? Because of the sanctions, right?
I'll tell you what has stopped, Che. The German education is grinding to a halt now that some universities are having to cut many programs and they even implement layoffs because there's no money. It all went down to Ukraine's
All is klar. All is Gefunken. And of course, today, Sunday, when the show is airing, is the day that Germans will decide if they want several more years of the captaincy or the stewardship of good old Olaf Scholz, the man who has led the German economy to great heights, or maybe AfD, who everybody is saying is, you know, they're a bunch of Nazis, because the Nazis want an end to the war in Ukraine. They want to stop uncontrolled immigration. They want to basically fix German society and look after German interests. That's called being a Nazi these days. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Let's have a look at Olaf getting himself in shape for the election. And he has some real sage advice for the German people. He's a man you can trust. Where's old Baerbock, I wonder? Run the video, Augie. I want to remain Chancellor. A country continues to be well. Are you serious? Have you looked out the window, Olaf? Look, out the window. What is this? Das? Das ist nein, kein Märchen. What a clown.
But he's so strong.
Peace and security? Peace and security? Ukraine, anybody? Gott in Himmel, was ist das? And speaking of old Baerbock, you know, the absolute pinnacle of diplomatic intelligence, you know, she did a complete 360 on being an idiot and ended up being an idiot again. But let's have a look at Mrs. Baerbock. Buck, getting yourself in shape for the elections like old Olaf. Yes, Augie, I think you've dug up something from the bins of the netherworld.
Yes, I jump so high, then I have to do it.
I mean, it's not bad. Well, definitely better than what Olaf is doing.
Better than fucking Olaf. Is that her doing her 360, or is it... She said she was going to do a 360. He's doing a 360. It's just... Oh, my God. She's an ex-amateur gymnast, by the way, and a great diplomat.
And, yeah, we're going to have our editors add an explosion at the end of this.
Yeah. They don't seem to have much to do. The Europeans, they're very good at sitting in a room together, talking to each other. They don't talk to anybody else. They don't talk to the Russians, the Iranians, the Chinese. They get in a room and talk to each other. They drink tea and convince each other that the big bad Russians are going to eat all their babies for breakfast. And Mr. Habeck's been at it again. Let's have a listen to him, Muggy. Run the video.
Wir dürfen uns gerade bei dem Bereich, der unsere Kommunikation, unsere Meinungsbildung und am Ende unsere Demokratie...
Nein, meine Opinion... So they're basically going to ban free speech to save free speech, right, Augie? So that's like, you know, murder everyone to prevent murder. You know, rape the rapists. You know, what the... It's just completely insane logic of oppressing free speech to defend it. Welcome to the EU. So that's Mr. Habeck complaining about free speech. You know, it's interesting the way they always, Augie, complain about free speech when it's someone who disagrees with them. When it's their right to make up about Russia, Iran, India, China, anyone else, even the Americans now, no one's challenging them. When they want to use bullshit data from a fake polling group in Ukraine, no problem. Just use it. You don't have to apologize. Deutsche Welle, who actually paid the Institute of Sociology in Kiev, they don't have to say, oh, sorry, it's a completely crooked scam. But Habeck and his friends also, Augie, I think you've been rummaging around, as we say. You've discovered that there's a little website, a little tool that they're using to track down anybody who might disagree with them on the website, on the internet, correct?
Correct. So there's this website in English. It's called So Done.
So Done. Sounds like their political careers. Anyway.
And what it's supposed to do is help automatically scan for insults and other bad talk about their clients, like Mr. Habeck, and make a criminal complaint and get these people jailed automatically.
Oh, yeah, automatically jail anybody who disagrees with you. Sounds like completely the free European Union. I love it.
And the fun part is that Habeck and his other friend, we're going to talk about later, is promoting this site on their website. So I want Che to read out what he's saying there.
Well, basically, many politicians, but also many other public figures, are exposed to hatred, insults, and even death threats on a daily basis. Join the club, pal. The guys on Mir Tavorets, the peacemaker list, have me, Steve Sweeney, so many other people who dissent against your bullshit. We're on kill lists. They actually want to kill us. Don't want to just say you're an asshole online. I've decided not to accept this and thus normalize it, but to take consistent action together with So Done, my political career, against insults and threats that violate the law. Oh.
And our dear viewers, guess who is also on the website? Who's there, Che? Our friend.
Our old friend, Magda Goebbels. Oh, no, Eva Braun. No, oh, yeah. Mrs. Strack Zimmerman. You remember? You will say Slava Ukrainian, you will like it. You remember her? She's on it as well. Of course she f***ing is, right? Let's all listen to what she had to say. I do not allow people who insult me in the worst way to do so without consequences. You are sheltering meme makers in your cellar, are you not? Every potential perpetrator should know, if I commit crimes online, it will have consequences for all. Of all. Of course, meanwhile, the big threat in Germany, as we've said, is the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland. You know, and they are an alternative for Deutschland, an alternative to this green insanity, the woke insanity, and of course, this endless flushing of all of Germany's great wealth at one time and industry into Ukraine. You know, it's self-harm. So what has the German government been doing, Augie? They've been funding protests out in the street against their political opponents. That's where we are. Banning free speech, funding protests against your political opponents. Sounds very authoritarian to me. But no, the AfD are the people we should be scared of. Let's have a look at, let's say, a German. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a new German. Having a look at how he could make his feelings felt in a very sort of democratic way about the AfD. Run the video, Augie. And given what's happened in Germany recently with numerous people being stabbed, it seems to be a regular occurrence. This is pretty sinister and disgusting, really. Not that he's very good at it, but it's still a message here, right? It's a sort of subliminal idea. Like in the US when people said, you know, oh, the Don, you know, he's an animal, he's a Hitlerite, he's a this, he's a that. Then he gets shot and then they try to shoot him again. All this kind of undertone of legitimizing political violence. It all seems to be coming from the left. not from the right. So sadly, yet again, the train pulls into the station and Arganis and I, exhausted from our hard work, looking in the dustbins of the interweb, finding out inconvenient little truths for you guys, it's come to an end. But we'll be here, of course, next week. But this week, I think you should sit back and enjoy the collapse of the facade of Global Homo. You should allow yourselves this week to not worry about the impending doom, the Third World War, because it looks far less likely to happen. Slap yourselves on the back and sit back and watch the libtard elites in Europe in particular staring at each other across an increasingly deepening gulf of doom, wondering how they're going to keep the war going in Ukraine at any cost while Uncle Sam rides off into the distance to fix his own country like he should have done a long time ago. We'll be here again next week, same time, same place, and we hope to see you in the backseat. From me and Augie, we'll see you then. Ciao, ciao.